Mr. Pazinski is a genuine gumshoe in the great grand tradition of Philip
Marlowe. The voice of actor Matthew Broderick, one of many stars in the American side. This story involves a mystery surrounding Nikola Tesla. All the scenes were filmed throughout our area, and you'll recognize many of the sites, including the mighty Niagara Falls and the Cave of the Winds. It will feature Buffalo native Greg Stuhr, co-writer and co-producer, who plays the lead role of Charlie Pazinski, a detective. We met with Stuhr and co-writer and director Jenna Ricker in our studios.
Charlie Pazinski is, we like to refer to him as a low-rent private detective. And his life has been sort of reduced to blackmail schemes and that kind of thing, you know. And he stumbles into a conspiracy to control a design by Nikola Tesla, who is a fascinating character himself. There's no Tesla character in the film, but Tesla plays a pivotal role in the film because if you're familiar with Hitchcock films, they have a thing called the MacGuffin that we talk about. In the Hitchcock films, there's always something that everybody's after. And in our case, it is a long-lost missing design by Nikola Tesla. And Tesla's designs are still studied today by the government. Some of them are unlabeled. They don't know what they're for.
And he died in 1943.
And he died in 1943.
That design took me 25 years to acquire. Do you know what I would do to someone who tried to steal it?
Well, you go down the Tesla rabbit hole.
Killed?
Part of the reason that Tesla is such an integral part of the mystery is that he is tied to the city of Buffalo and Niagara Falls. He powered, electrified Buffalo using the power of Niagara Falls. So he seemed like it seemed like an obvious choice to create a conspiracy around his work.
There's a lot of what we call Easter eggs in the film, and they are references to Tesla and his work. For example, one of the key characters in the film drives a Pierce Arrow car. Of course, Pierce Arrow being a luxury car company out of Buffalo way back when. And legend has it that Tesla put a battery-powered engine into a Pierce Arrow car and drove it all around Western New York.
You hear about Tesla on the radio early on in the film?
Near the opening of the film in the Erie County Fair parking lot, and Pazinski's fiddling with the radio, and you hear a little snippet about Nikola Tesla if you're listening closely.
And you had some great stars here as well. I know back in 2013 when you were shooting at the famous Butler Mansion on Delaware, Matthew Broderick was there. So take it from that point, and then you moved on and you had a lot of shots at the falls.
Oh, yeah. So one of the things for me, I'm not from Buffalo. And one of the things when Greg introduced me to the city and to the story was Buffalo is so loaded with amazing locations that it is, I say this all the time, it's Hollywood's best backlot. I just wish that Hollywood catches on soon. We hope we're doing our part for that. We shot at the Butler Mansion, and which doubles as the character that Matthew Broderick plays. It's his house in the film. We shot at Kleinhans Music Hall. We shot at the Statler. We shot at Lockport Locks. We shot at Niagara Falls. We shot at Buffalo Club. We were the first and only film to be allowed access to shoot at the Buffalo Club. And that doubles as Robert Forster's home in the film.
McGarrett's Bar, Ferris
Diner. McGarrett's Bar, Ferris Diner, the Erie County Fair. Silo City. We were everywhere.
So were you surprised in what you do as a director to find such great architecture and to use these facilities?
I was surprised. I was awestruck. And then I was just entirely inspired. How can we tell a story here? In fact, some of the location scouting early on, when this was still becoming the script that we would eventually shoot, things started to become informed by the locations. Buffalo is entirely a character. Buffalo and Niagara Falls are entirely characters in the film. You can't take Charlie Pazinski, the character that Greg plays. Part of how he operates out of his local bar, under the radar, using a payphone, in a contemporary setting, is because he's doing it in Buffalo. He's a part of the fabric of the city.
Ever hear the one about the Polish detective?
Well, Jenna and Greg, thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you on the big screen in this movie and seeing our great city featured.
You're welcome.
Thank you.